The Giants and Treads, Grandfer's Fable, How the Steam Engine Come About. Fire, air, earth, water were made good workers, each home in his trade. And air and water were a match for one another in a mill. The giant, water, at a hatch, and air on the windmill hill. So then, when water had made some money, Ayer begrudged his trade, and come by unawares one night, and found un at his own mill head, and cast upon un, iron tight, an icy quartz as stiff as lead. And there he were so good as dead for grinding any carn for bread. Then water cried to Ayer, "Alack, look, here be I so stiff's a log. Thick feller Ayer to keep me back from grinding. I can't wag a cog. If I, dear Voyer, did ever souse your nimble body on a house when you were on your merry pranks with thatch or rafters, beams or planks, forgive me, do, in pity's name. But 'twern't I that were to blame. I never wagged, though I bean't cringing, till men did drave me with their engine. Do set me free from this cold jacket, for I, myself, shall never crack it." "Well, come," cried Voyer, "my folk have made an engine that'll work your trade. If hath is only in the mud while I do work to give me food, I'll help ye, and I'll make your skill a match for Mr. Ayer's old mill." "What food," cried Hath, "will suit ye board?" "Oh, trust me, I bean't over nice," cried Voyer, "and I can eat a slice of anything you can afford." "I've lots," cried Ath, "of coal and wood." "Ah, that's the stuff," cried Voyer, "that's good." So Voyer at once to water cried, "Here, water, here, you get inside of this girt boiler, and I'll show how I can help you down below. And when my work shall once begin, you'll be a thousand times so strong, and be a thousand times so long and big as when you first got in. And I will make as sure as death thick feller Ayer to find me breath. And you shall grind and pull and drave and zay and drash and pump and heave, and get from Ayer in time, I lay a pound, the draving ships at sea." And so, 'tis good to see that might will help a man a wronged to right.